Democratic Senator Raleigh Heath from Boulder is helping to spearhead the latest initiative. He also took the lead 2 years ago on an unsuccessful education tax increase to raise several billion dollars for K-12 schools and higher education.
I felt strongly at the time that we were funding education at such a low level that voters would basically say, we understand.
But voters didn't understand, and the measure overwhelmingly failed at the ballot box. The takeaway? Heath says voters need specifics if they're going to shell out more money.
They wanted more accountability. They wanted to know where the money was going to be spent, how it was going to be used.
And this latest initiative aims to combine additional funding with education reforms. It would put in place a two-tiered income tax increase, and the money would go into full-day kindergarten, preschool, special education programs, and give districts extra cash for at-risk students. Leanne Morrison heads the education advocacy nonprofit Great Education Colorado, which helped gather signatures to put the measure on the November ballot. She says the money is crucial for children.
This would make a big dent in the deep hole that we've dug in Colorado for our students. But it certainly doesn't completely bring us out of the hole.
Morrison says passage isn't a slam dunk and notes that a lot of voters may not have a strong connection to schools. But she remains optimistic, saying the coalition is much broader than 2 years ago, and she thinks they have a winning issue.
There's a value, I think, in our voters that says, you know, we need to make it better for the next generation. And we certainly don't want those kids to enter college or a workforce with less opportunity than we did.
Support at the State House is mixed. The underlying legislation passed the state legislature with no Republican votes. It's also being used in a highly contentious campaign to recall two Democratic state senators. Jennifer Kearns is the spokeswoman for the campaign to oust Democratic Senate President John Morse. She criticizes him for backing the education plan.
The $1 billion tax increase, a significant tax increase when Coloradans can least afford it. This is the worst recession since the Great Depression.
Under the proposal, the average family would pay an additional $250 each year in income taxes. Former Republican Congressman Tom Tancredo attacked Governor John Hickenlooper for his support. Tancredo is challenging him to a series of debates.
Well, I would be one of this proposal's biggest supporters if I believed for a moment that the funds would really improve the quality of education for our kids. I don't.
But Governor Hickenlooper says he thinks the plan could make Colorado number one in the country for high-quality public education.
You talk about attracting businesses. This is a kind of opportunity that I think can be a significant game changer.
Hickenlooper didn't take a stance on the previous education tax increase, saying voters didn't have the appetite for it. But now he says raising taxes won't hurt Colorado's economy.
It is clearly a tax increase. Accept that. It's never an easy thing, but even if it passes, our top income tax rate is still going to be less than some of our toughest competitors like Minnesota, North Carolina, Oregon. So I don't think it's going to in any way hurt our competitiveness.
Hickenlooper says he'll help the cause in any way he can. The statewide campaign won't ramp up until this fall, providing the measure officially makes it on the election ballot. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.